Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, October 16th. And Burns, need I say it, a big week on the OSU campus. Are you ready for homecoming, sir?
Well, I am. I think I am. This is a very exciting week and full of events, but they're already in full swing. This year's theme is Branding a Brighter Orange. I think you've heard that before. So our campus is going to be oranger than ever, and that includes the mums and the formal gardens. You know, homecoming at OSU has a long history. The Alumni Association hosted the very first official homecoming in 1920, which was about 30 years after OSU was founded. It was also in the 20s that the now famous tradition of house decorations began, when the sororities would decorate their doors. I think you can agree that it's gone way, way past that. And, of course, the first homecoming parade came down Main Street in 1930, and it'll be coming down again Saturday morning. We really think this is America's greatest homecoming celebration, Kelly, because it, just for the walk around on Friday night to see the house decorations, over 80,000 come back to campus each year. So I encourage all of you to come out. It's going to be an exciting time. First Cowgirl Ann and I preview the campus in the latest episode of Inside OSU, which you can get on the website or our app.
And Burns, tell us a little bit more about some of the major events that are on tap.
Well, as I say, it's a full week of activities. Last night was the annual Harvest Carnival, which supports Stillwater's local food drive. And tonight is the Hester Street Painting, which is always a lot of fun. And on Friday night is the walk around, where thousands will walk around and see all the great creative house decorations that the various Greek and residence hall houses have done. Friday is homecoming and hoops. It'll give fans the first look at our new cowgirl and cowboy basketball, and we're going to have a very exciting year. And we also have a fantastic new video board in Gallagher Drive Arena that everybody will enjoy seeing. At bright and early, 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, starts the Orange Parade. The Grand Marshal this year is L.C. Gordon, who is OSU's first African-American basketball player. He played for Hank Iva and graduated in 1961. L.C. was a longtime high school and college basketball coach, and we're delighted to have him back to help us celebrate America's greatest homecoming. And then after the parade, the Cowboys play TCU at 11 a.m. at Boone Pickens Stadium, and we're looking forward to a big win there. So, as you can see, Kelly, it's just breathtaking, everything that's going on, but it's very, very exciting for all of us.
And finally, Burns, it was great to visit with you and Ann at the OSU Postal Plaza Gallery open house last week.
Yes, we were thrilled to be able to show people the status of the new art museum and the old post office downtown. Not much of our collection has been hung yet, but it will open in early January, but great work has been done with Rand Elliott, the architect, and we're very excited about that. OSU has needed a great venue to display its incredible collection of art and the talent of our students and faculty, and we definitely have that now, and we'll have it fully ready to show off in January.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.